With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least 8 children are among 22 people who were hit by gunfire in a shooting at the conclusion of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Kansas City Police Chief Stacey Graves spoke with KMBC-TV.
At the conclusion of the Chiefs rally today, there were shots fired on the west side of Union Station. Immediately, officers responded to the area, took 2 people into custody, and also immediately rendered life-sustaining aid to those victims.
Also at SRNnews.com, a setback Wednesday as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused terror group Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to delusional demands. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. will keep working with Qatar and Egypt to try and broker a ceasefire.
We will continue to work to try and achieve an agreement that would not just secure the release of hostages, but of course allow a pause that would enable the delivery of humanitarian assistance that would alleviate the suffering on the ground in Gaza.
2 new polls have former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley trailing former President Trump by more than 30 points in her home state. Haley trails 65% to 29% in a Winthrop University poll. A Georgia judge schedules a hearing today on a motion to prohibit Fulton County DA Fani Willis from continuing her case against former President Trump. 3 separate prosecutors reportedly met with White House aides before indicting the former president, which could imply a coordinated political attack. After President Trump announced he was running for president, 4 indictments in 4 separate jurisdictions were announced. In 3 cases, prosecutors reportedly met with the Biden administration, Fani Willis being one of the 3. This is SRN News. The Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council has released a study that reveals declining religious freedom in the West. There were 168 incidents over the last 3 years.
Where the government was going after Christians in a specific case. So it's not just bad religious freedom policies that a country might have or a new piece of legislation that was bad. It was specific incidents where Christians were paying the price for living out their faith.
Spokesman Ariel Del Turco says if religious liberty declines in free countries, believers elsewhere will suffer.
There's not going to be anyone to speak up for Christians in Nigeria who are being slaughtered by terrorists or Christians in China who are being imprisoned. It's dangerous not just for those of us who live in these Western democracies. It's dangerous for those around the world.
This is SRN News. A nuclear power plant in Georgia has begun splitting atoms in the second of its 2 new reactors.
It's a key step toward providing carbon-free electricity. Georgia Power says operators reached self-sustaining nuclear fission inside the reactor at Plant Vogtle, southeast of Augusta. That makes the heat that will be used to produce steam and spin turbines to generate electricity. Plant Vogtle's Unit 4 is supposed to start commercial operation sometime before June 30th. Unit 3 began commercial operations last summer. The new reactors are projected to cost Georgia Power and 3 other owners more than $31 billion. John Scott reporting.
Victims of Jeffrey Epstein are suing the U.S. government. A dozen victims filed a lawsuit Wednesday accusing the FBI of allowing and enabling Epstein's sex trafficking for over 2 decades. The victims allege the FBI got credible information about Epstein in 1996, but did nothing. More details at SRNnews.com.